Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of the 2019 NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, and it is closing in under a month away to the 2019 NFL draft that gets underway in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's a traveling show now, and possibly the combine is going to follow. Rumors of the combine moving out west to L.A., and we'll see how that comes to fruition. But we're going to be joined with a fantastic guest today from UAB at their safety, Marshawn Diggs. And you might be familiar with that name. His brother, Stephon Diggs, plays for the Minnesota Vikings. So we'll touch base on what's it like having a brother in the National Football League, how much he leans on him, and just how much his personal journey for him is just kind of making his path towards the next level. And if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And then, as you know, we always have the draft bios at collegepro.com. You can also find these interviews there, and then you can also listen to them and download those at your leisure. And we really, really have a jam-packed week of shows with future guys coming on that are gonna trying to make their path towards the next level. Too many to list. And I've been getting so many calls over the last 24 hours. It's almost kind of crazy just finding the slots to get everybody in. But you guys know Twitter, iTunes, and like I said, we'll be featuring all these guys as we move forward. So Marshawn Diggs, the standout from UAB, their safety, is going to be calling in, talking a little NFL draft and what this young man brings to the draft table. Again, only, 28 days away? Before things get started. So it, this is crunch time. Now pro days, we're towards the end of pro days, a big month of pro days. I believe Marshawn's was the 7th. So he got his out kind of early. I always feel bad for these guys that got to keep working so late, in the draft process, at least once that pro day rolls around, not that you're going to take any time off, but at least you can kind of catch your breath and kind of recoup. But with that said, and as promised, Marshawn Diggs. Marshawn, welcome to the program. How's the day treat you?
Everything's good. How's your day?
Oh, my day's fantastic. We're excited for you to join us for a little while. We know you're a busy man, but again, we appreciate it. For you, what's it like knowing that your collegiate career is kind of come and gone, and now you're about a month away from finding out where you're going to land at the next level?
Honestly, it feels great just being able to just train right now and don't have to worry about going to class. And I actually love it.
Definitely. Now, growing up, were you a little bit better athlete than all the kids? If you played Pop Warner or Pee, were you the guy scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Honestly, when I first started playing, I was on the line playing D-line. I was the biggest kid. They kind of stuck me on the line. It wasn't until I got a little older until I started playing other positions.
That's funny. Well, you take us way back then. What's the first recollection you have of kind of watching an NFL game? And at that point, the game you remember, who were the guys that you kind of started to fall in love with at the pro level?
When I was young, I remember always going to my family's house and watching the Redskins game versus the Cowboys game. Because I'm from Washington, D.C., so everyone in my family is a Redskins fan. So we used to always go and watch those games. I also remember watching a little bit of the Denver games because my mom's boyfriend at the time was she had a cousin that played running back for the Broncos. His name was Landis Gary. So he played running back for the Broncos back in the day. So we used to actually go to some of those games, travel a little bit and go. So.
And then lo and behold, you're a guy that we might be watching playing those games. Pretty neat, huh?
Exactly. It's crazy, right? Crazy.
It is, man.
So kind of I've always loved it.
No, go ahead.
I was saying that I always loved the game. I started playing when I was six, and I fell in love with it. I played basketball for 1 year, and then I never played again. I played football the rest of the time.
Wow. That's awesome. So you fall in love with football. How did you kind of start finding yourself at the safety, the defensive side of the football? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the football in high school, but kind of what led you to the JUCO level and playing defensive back, safety?
Well, playing safety, I started playing when I was about, I would say, 13. At first, they were trying to get me to play quarterback, and I used to play quarterback on the team. And then it wasn't until, almost a year before high school is when I really started playing safety. So once I played safety, I had a game, and I caught a pick. I caught three picks, actually. And
wow.
Ever since that, I just played safety. But I didn't, I also played wide receiver, too. So it wasn't I didn't know which side of the ball I really loved the most. I was just kind of playing. I just loved the game, you know what I'm saying? And then my senior year, I played safety most part, the whole time. I played safety the whole time, a little bit of receiver. And this is of high school. And then from there, it just stuck with me. I actually really honed in on it, you know what I'm saying? So now that kind of carried me through to where I am now. I was actually playing corner in JUCO. Then I kind of got a little big. And they're let's try you out at safety again. But I had already played safety before. So it was easy transition.
Nice.
And then I have ball skills too, so it's good for me. And I love
playing. Well, hey, man, you're this far. Yeah, hey, man, you got to be loving the hit. Once again, Marshawn Diggs is standout UAB safety here on the C2P. You folks know iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Call Us to Pro, all opportunities to listen to and download this particular interview. And then we always find a draft bio page at callustopro.com. So kind of take us into the nooks and crannies. So you get success at the JUCO level, and then you get the attention from UAB. You make the leap, to big D1 football. What was it like knowing that what you were doing at the college level, people recognized, and then when you finally got your shot at UAB, you continued to grow?
Really, honestly, it took time. It took patience, and it took a lot of hard work, a lot of extra hours. But I always knew, that I could play. Obviously, people knew that I could play, but it's just all about timing, you know what I'm saying? I made a couple plays in JUCO, got a little bit of notoriety. And then going into UAB, like I said, I went in there as a corner as well. And then I kind of transitioned into safety, back to the safety role, which is where I played in high school. So it feels good, but I know obviously I have a lot of work to do, so I'm not satisfied. I just want to keep getting better and just keep grinding, keep sharpening my blade and all I can.
Now, for you, kind of take us into what makes you special. I mean, if you're in the film room with these NFL scouts, I mean, what are they going to love about you, Marshawn? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with when they see you on the field?
My ball skills and my leadership as well. I'm not a vocal leader. I'm more like a leader that's going to do everything the right way. I'm going to come to work every single day, no matter what it is, rain, snow, sleet, or shine. I'm going to come to work. I'm going to be the same guy every single day. And then when the ball's in the air, it's mine. That's what got me to this point, just my ball skills. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the best athlete. I'm not the fastest guy, but I'm always around the ball. I'm always hustling. I tackle very well, and I go get the ball when it's in the air. So that's what kind of separates
me
from everyone else.
Is that a part of film study? Kind of how do you know when to break on the ball? How do you know how to beat the quarterbacks and, making, mistakes? I mean, kind of takes – through the preparation, I guess, of, instincts, maybe film study. I mean, what kind of goes into you being that guy?
All right, so a lot of film, during the season,
always watch some extra film. I used to go in early, before practice. I used to go in 2 hours before practice every single day and watch film with a GA. We would just go over practice film, game film from the previous week, and then the upcoming. So we kind of had like a routine that I would just come in every day. We would watch something, you know what I'm saying, on film. Just the emphasis on the day, what I need to focus on for the day and for the week, you know, because every team is different. They try to do different things. Some teams run the ball a lot. Some teams pass a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I just come in and watch film, and then I know what I got to do or what I should be expecting out of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So really it's film, and then my ability just takes over, you know, having that confidence and knowing exactly what a team likes to do and what they're looking for, who is their guy, who is their go-to guy. And, then I just practice it throughout the week. Where we go through the session that we have pre-practice, translate on that onto the practice field, and then on Saturdays it just happens. I mean, it's God.
That's the way. I'm curious, but I mean, with that defensive back and safety ability, I mean, what kind of defense did you run at UAB, and how do you think NFL teams can use you? I mean, can you be a nickelback? I mean, you know, can you be a Mark Barron type guy, a guy in the box? I mean, kind of take us through what you think your future looks like.
Yeah, a lot of teams think that I'm like more of a hybrid guy, because that's what I showed in college as well. I'm a bigger guy, obviously. I'm not like – I can do every and play every position. I used to come down and play in the box. I used to come down and play man. I used to grow high. Too, we ran a 4.25 at UAB, so I played strong safety, so I was kind of all over the place. So, like I said, I'm a bigger guy, so I can come down in the box. I see myself like Von Bell, like that type of guy, like that type of player on any team's defense. You know what I'm saying? I can do everything. I can blitz.
Yeah.
I can play man coverage. I can come and guard tight end all day. I can get high and break out the middle of the field, sideline to sideline, come off the hash in cover two. I can be your big safety in the middle of the field in cover three. I can come down and take a tight end in man. And I could come put my nose in the box and get nasty in there too. So I can do everything. That's how my coach uses me at UAB.
Amen. That's why you come on the show, because you can do all that thing, man. About a month away, 1 month away. Once again, Marshawn Diggs, he stand out. It's crazy. It's crazy. 1 month away, Marshawn Diggs here on the C2P from UAB, talking a little NFL draft. Marshawn, I could keep you on. We got a few minutes left, but and you kind of talked about the Von Bell. I love the Von Bell comparison, but we always like to have a little bit of fun with you guys before we let you go. And anyone who knows you, they obviously know your brother is Stephon Diggs from the Minnesota Vikings, so we'd have to bring this up. When's the last time you guys did something competitively, and what's the most competitive thing you guys usually do, and who wins?
The most competitive thing we usually do, like, every day?
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever you guys might, you know, could be ping pong, could be video games, anything.
2K and Madden on the PlayStation. We play every day. 2K and Madden. But on 2K, Steph gets me sometimes. But on Madden, I got him. Madden, I got him all day in the paint. We just played yesterday.
Is he the Vikings? Or who is he when he plays? And who are you when you play?
He plays with the Vikings. I play with the Saints. Ironic. Ironic, right? But I play with the Saints. He plays with the Vikings.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. How about this one? At UAB, did your teammates have a crazy nickname for you?
No one. No, I didn't have no crazy nickname. Just call me Diggs, honestly. Everyone just called me Diggs. I had a couple of teammates call me Diddy, but that's it. Other than that, I didn't have no crazy. They just called me Diggs.
Nice. Are you a better dancer or a better dresser?
I'm a better dresser than the dancer. I could dance a little bit, but I like the dress. I like the fashion world. All right. I got a couple moves, though.
And then...
I got a couple moves, but not too many.
I'm sure.
I got a couple.
I love it.
I got my go-to.
Marshawn, this is I love it. This is the final one, man. And we tally up the names and we announce the winner right before our final show before the draft. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
A quick bite? Oh, man.
Quick bite to eat.
A quick bite to eat. Yara Sanchez.
Nice. Nice.
You know
that
one
there. Well, I'm pretty familiar with her. You know, only reason? I believe I do. Just because I had another guy, I believe, say her name. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I could have sworn, because once I heard it, I thought I looked it up. Johanna, right?
Yeah, Yara.
Now, am I wrong on that one or no?
Which one? Say it one more time.
You said Johanna Sanchez?
No, I said Yara Sanchez. Yara Sanchez.
Man. I'm going to have to look it up.
You
got to
look her up.
I'm going to have to look
Instagram
it up.
And look her up.
I will do that, man. Marshawn, hey, man, you've been a pleasure. And like I said, thank you for your time. I know you're very busy. And like I said, we can't wait to find out where you land. And as always, just like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Of course. Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Anytime. Once again, that is Marshawn Diggs, the standout UAB safety here on the C2P, and also a little bit of that DB. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.